Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Repairs. Kathy's with us in Ohio. We're going to be talking about tips for the family. And I just have a quick comment about something that is not being reported. And it's important for all of you to know this. So, not widely reported is another kind of quiet protest that city governments do not want you to know is happening. Okay, so from their homes and apartments and offices, people are flushing down the toilets non-biodegradable fabrics, diapers, string, balloons, etc. They're going down the toilets into the city sewage system. Now, there's a big screen that prevents these objects from going into and clogging the secondary treatment. And these objects, because they don't biodegrade like toilet paper and human waste and ground up babies from hospitals, you know, those kinds of things and body parts, they will clog up the screen. And there's only one way to unclog the screen. So someone goes down there with a mask and a suit and like a wetsuit and a respirator and hand tools and removes all this debris from the screen. Because if it does not get removed, the sewage system will back up. And it'll go backward from where it came. So that means into apartment buildings and businesses and government offices. So this quiet protest that is happening, that is not being discussed, because if people knew that this was actually having impact on the government, it might get worse. So I'm telling you for your benefit that if it continues, it will get worse. And it, what used to happen is the government sewage systems would clean out these screens once a month. Now it's every 3 days. And if they don't clean it out every 3 days, if those people get sick and they don't show up to work and they don't clean out these big screens, and these are huge, these are like room-sized screens, if they don't continue to clean them out, the sewage will back up into the state buildings, the city buildings, the county buildings, the town buildings, your apartment, your house, if you're on the city water and sewer system. And people will not be able to go to work because of the health hazards. So I just wanted to tell you this is happening and you need to know about it. I'm not advocating making this worse. I'm just telling you that you need to be prepared that if this happens to your house or your apartment, you may need to vacate. Any comments, Kathy, before we talk about your tips?
Well, that's very good to know, Vince, because, boy, you'd really have a problem with raw sewage. I don't know how you could disinfect things other than bleach, and that's if you can bleach it. What about appliances and your furnace and your hot water heater?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I once, Kathy, visited a home. I was asked, hey, come on over. I got to show you this. And it was in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it was a home of a family. And this guy had to have me see his secret location where he stored his food, his water. You know, it was safe from protests in terms of flying projectiles. And so I said, I'd love to see the bathroom. And he showed me the bathroom, and there's the tub and the toilet and the sink. And he lived in a neighborhood, and he brought all this material into his basement, and he was not the highest on the hill. He was not the lowest, but he was down the hill. And I said, so when the sewage system fails, how are you going to stop the sewage from filling up your bathtub, which was the lowest sewage device in his home? So he had a bathtub in the house, and the bathtub drain was the lowest point. That's what would fill up first with a backflow of sewage. And he didn't know that. And I said, well, I suggest you get some drain plugs, you know, those rubber stoppers that will fit the tub. And then you have to plug up the overflow, the overflow drain, I should say, in the tub. And then you need to be able to plug up the toilet so sewage doesn't backflow up from the toilet. And then the highest point would be the sink in that basement bathroom. So, class, what I'm telling you is absolutely real. So if you think that sewage might not be a problem, yeah, it might be. And I told you why. Because people are flushing down the toilets these masks and diapers and hoses and everything you can think of that's not biodegradable. And it's clogging up the screen. And just the first thing that clogs up the screen reduces the flow, the outflow of the sewage into the sewage treatment plant. And then the second thing makes it worse. And then more clogging items make it easier for the subsequent items to clog the screen. It's a real big problem. Really big. So those of you who live on, your own property with a septic system, you don't have that problem unless you create it for yourself. So feminine products, they clog up the system. Diapers, everything you can think of that people flush down the drain that does not biodegrade is a problem. Okay. Kathy, where would you like to start?
Vince, could I start on a couple observations that I have seen in the past week or so first?
You bet. You bet.
Okay. What I am seeing is, and hearing from people that I've talked to, is there still aren't appliances available in a lot of areas. Small appliances are not available. Bikes are in short supply. It just seems like what you have said from the very beginning, that this is just keeps spreading. I do have to tell you that I did go out yesterday. I babysat for my daughter, and they had a couple houses in the neighborhood that were having moving sales. And I got a brand new, well-built bread machine with a sticker still on it for $150 for $10. I thought I have one, but I thought of what you said a couple weeks ago about they're hard to find. And I got a set of the Henkel knife with the block. It's a 15-piece set, which I believe is anywhere from $150 to maybe $250 for $5. So I'm kind of on the lookout for things that I need, but what I'm observing, like, I did go to a few stores, just I needed some things, and I thought, okay, I will just peek in and some of these. I went into a Home Goods, and they probably had a third of what they normally have. There were literally empty shelves in the first half of the store. There was barely anything on them, and everything was spread out. So that tells me they're obviously not able to get supplies. The other observation I made was I wanted to get, like, socks and T-shirts for my sons and my husband, and the one store literally had five packages of T-shirts, none of which was the right size for what we needed. And then the other one, when the sock department, they maybe had maybe six or eight packs of socks hanging on the hook. And there just wasn't it. I don't know if I'm just timing it wrong when I go, but there really isn't much in that area. There's some areas where they still have clothing and things like that. I'm not seeing too much of a shortage in that. But those are the things I'm observing. The other thing I'm not finding is, like, pastas and, like, especially spaghetti is in short supply. there's still areas when you go in the store, like the whole thing is still just almost bare or bare. There, some of the things are coming back slowly. The paper products, I've seen those come back. But I guess really what I'd like to maybe get people to do is to really think about what they're seeing and maybe critically think. Just like what you said, like with the bread machine. If I have a backup bread machine, I can supply us with bread myself. If I have backup, like your last instructor, a backup refrigerator, if something goes wrong with the first one, I can still survive. And I guess at this point, now with all these riots, I just wonder how much longer that's going to back everything up. So I guess that's kind of what I wanted to do, was really think about what we're seeing, and if we can project 4 to 6 months down the road, like we're in the summer now, but what about in the fall? What kinds of things are we going to need in the fall? One of the little tips that I wanted to say was, I have a cousin who told me that she found ball canning lid jars, lids, at the dollar store for a dollar last year. And she said it was in the middle to end of summer. So I just want to let people know, maybe to keep their eyes open if they happen to get them, if they go into that store just to maybe try to find them, that might be availability. But she found them out when she was shopping. So I guess that's kind of what I wanted to say, was I just not really finding the shelves really full yet. And I think appliances and bikes and hardware, some tools and stuff, are just really in short supply. And electronics was in short supply. So that's where I saw. And greenhouses, too. Greenhouses, I poked in a few. I have quite a few around me, little farmer greenhouses, and there's absolutely no vegetables left. They're just totally gone. She said that as soon as they get anything, it just goes. And I can't find any seeds anymore either. So that's kind of what I wanted to say. And then after that, I do have some things that for planting a garden, or even like some food substitution things, like in this situation, I have some ideas and tips that I have done throughout the years that I can maybe go into that also.
Okay, so Kathy, I believe I heard on the top of the hour news something that sounded like the president saying that 2021 will be one of the best ever, like the best year ever. he said a lot of things that don't make a lot of sense to me lately, and that I think is one of them. So if I were playing the stock market, I would short that stock, if it were available, that 2021 is going to be one of the best years ever. Because I absolutely flat out don't believe it. Kathy, you mentioned T-shirts. That was something. T-shirts, underwear, those kinds of things. I was very concerned about, and I saw this coming for years. That's a very significant point. Next, the point that you made, Henkel knives. Now, that's a German brand. Now, that doesn't mean they're made in Germany anymore, but it's an old, fabulous, top-of-the-line brand. Those are probably all made in China, you know, in the last 20 years or so. But $5 for a set of those knives, what a great bargain. And the bread maker, the well-built bread maker, $10, what a great way to go. So, class, I suggest you pay attention to what Kathy's doing and try to emulate that and replicate that and duplicate that. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and I have a couple quick comments based on what she said. So if you end up buying a used bread maker, and I have. I bought them at the junk store, and I probably paid 50% more, about $15. But, yeah, you can get them for $10 or $15. People don't understand how good they are, how important they are. But if you get a used one, make sure that the baking dish, that the shaft of the bread kneading paddles spins freely. If not, you can lubricate it from the top and the bottom with plain old vegetable oil. So put some on there, spin it a little bit, put some more on there, spin it a little bit. You can use a toothpick, a clean toothpick, to transfer the vegetable oil from whatever teaspoon you're going to use to that precise location of the shaft and the bearing of the shaft on the bread baking dish. That's number one. Now, why would you do that? Because if you don't, and it is stuck, you'll burn out the motor, and you'll ruin it, and you might not be able to get another bread baking machine. So that's one thought. And extending food extenders, food substitutions. Last night for dinner, I made some Manischewitz split pea soup. It's a dried split pea soup. It comes in a bag, and I don't think they put enough split peas in there. So I added another half a pound of split peas to the pot that I was cooking the soup in. And then I found some sliced pepperoni that came from Sam's Club Pizzas. I bought six of them and cut them up and put them in freezer bags. I cut them into four. So the 16-inch pizza is in four slices. I put three of those slices in a gallon freezer bag. I took the pepperoni off, put that in a separate freezer bag. And so I have a bag of pepperoni slices. I added four of those pepperoni slices into the soup mix and boiled it and simmered it. I added a half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper, a little more powdered onion, and a little more black pepper, and it was extraordinary, and I had it again for breakfast. So when I make something like that, I will heat it up, I'll make plenty, and then it goes in the refrigerator, and we use that pre-cooked food for subsequent meals. Kathy, your comments on what I just said?
Oh, I do the same thing, Vince. The great tip on the bread machine, the paddle, I'm glad you said that, because there does get crusty stuff down in there. And if it gets stuck on there, then, yeah, you're right. You can really damage your machine. But, like, I do the same thing with by making chili. I actually have a recipe for it's called three-bean chili. So I use three different kinds of beans. So I can just add a little bit more. If you want to add meat to it, fine. If you don't, if you're short on meat, it's very filling to do exactly what you're saying.
Here's an interesting thing. So yesterday I was giving water to the chickens, and I use a gallon jug that originally contained cranberry juice from the supermarket. Well, we don't throw those away. And the reason we don't throw those away is I don't know if I'm ever going to get another one. So I'm really careful about how I handle it. I actually treasure the things that we have now because I don't know if I can get another bread machine, another refrigerator. I don't know if I can get any more Freon. I don't know if I can get another hard drive for a computer. I don't know. So I'm taking extra care with everything that I touch. Clothing. We talked about washing clothes inside and out, blue jeans, zipping up the zipper so you don't wear out the fabric faster. You know, the abrasion of the zipper. Why not lessen all that? Because you may not be able to get those clothing items. You know, we may, I guess the term is commando. We may be going around commando, meaning no underwear. No kidding. This can happen. And as, one more thing, as these riots continue, businesses may not open. Chicago is pleading with the Chinese factory outlet, don't move out of town just because we burned down your store. Please don't, you know, stay with us. And Walmart's saying, at the highest level, we got to be nuts to be in Chicago. Okay? So what about cash? What about cash? What about burning down banks? Do you think that might happen? Well, if you do, then you might want to get some cash. Get it out of the bank. Not all of it, but enough. So that you can trade those Federal Reserve notes for things that you want to buy, as Kathy did at this moving sale. And people are moving. People are terrified. And rightfully so. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-released jobs report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicating the jobs market's beginning to bounce back following the coronavirus pandemic.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with a report beating expectations. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us
total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, and the unemployment rate declined by 13.3%. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it.
I'm John Clemens.
What could be Tropical Storm Cristobal by Sunday is expected to hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds and flooding rain this weekend. A tropical storm watch is already in effect for that region. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
A YouTube star is facing criminal charges from Saturday's looting at a Scottsdale, Arizona mall. As cops there say, they got hundreds of tips identifying 23-year-old Jake Paul as being at Scottsdale Fashion Square. They say he entered and remained inside the mall after it closed. He's facing criminal trespass and unlawful assembly charges. As cities and towns across the nation face huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs because people are still improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs, and many gloves and masks which get thrown away on sidewalks or in streets are contributing to stormwater backups. And officials say those items can also end up then being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. The American Society of Civil Engineers Committee for America's Infrastructure says people are taxing infrastructure that's already old and deteriorating. And Lego is asking stores not to promote any of its toy sets featuring police or the White House. All the products are still there for sale, but the company says it's suspending advertising in response to the nationwide protests, saying it wants the black community to know that it stands with them against racism and inequality. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and we're talking about tips. I just want to share this. Mrs. Fennelli just told me that a compressor for a Mercedes-Benz, for a 20-year-old Mercedes-Benz, a real common part number, made by Denso, which is Nippon Denso. It used to be Japanese. Now it's made in China. $350. We bought one, 6 months ago for $190. So it's almost doubled in price. So here's the quick tip. So for those of you who have auto air conditioning systems that have failed, you might want to get it fixed soon, or fix it yourself soon before the price goes up even higher, because the parts come from China. Okay? That's number one. And if you've got one that's working great, hose off the with a garden hose. Carefully hose off your radiator and your air conditioning condenser under the hood. Condenser's right behind the radiator. It's the aluminum fin device. Okay, right behind the radiator or in front of the radiator. Okay, hose that off. And the same thing for your air conditioning unit outside, the outside unit. Get the leaves and debris off it so it works easier so your compressor will last longer and you can hose off those fins. Kathy, please continue.
Okay, Vince, I wanted to make a few suggestions for people that they can substitute these if they can't find them in the store. I was looking for plant stakes, and I couldn't find the ones I normally bought. So I looked around the house, and we used two-gallon jugs of peroxide for our well and our water system. We don't put it in our well, but for our water system. And the plastic is very thick on there. And so I started cutting it, and I think they're called Weiss scissors. They're real heavy-duty scissors. And it was really hard to cut. This plastic is probably a good maybe eighth inch to quarter inch thick. So my husband cut the bottom off of the jugs for me, and he used a bandsaw, and he made like inch and a quarter stakes, like plant stakes, about maybe 8-10 inches long. And then I took the scissors and made a point on them. And what's nice about it is you can write on them with like a Sharpie. But if you happen to step on them or back up or kneel, they bend. And so they're reusable. So I just write on there the whatever it is, whether it's a orange pepper or green pepper. But I use like 5 or 6 of those jugs, and I probably have 100 of these stakes now that I don't have to go out and buy. And they're expensive anyway. So that is really, if you can, and if you don't have those kind of jugs, I would suggest try to get anything white, like your bleach bottles or things like that. If you have any maybe cleaning product bottles, maybe like from Simple Green or something like that, that plastic is a little thicker and you can write on it. So that's a tip that you can use for plant stakes. It's just made my life a lot easier because I can identify everything in my garden now without running out of stakes.
What a great idea. What a great idea.
Yeah.
My mom did something sort of like that, and she would use plastic spoons that people would throw away. You know, you get at a restaurant or, you know, takeout when people used to, you know, do that. So she'd save the spoons and the knives, and she would write on them. It used to drive me crazy because they would mess me up when I was using the rototiller, you know, coming after her, after she planted all these spoons and forks, because she'd write on them with a Sharpie. I like your idea. It's a great way to go. So, yeah.
I'll take them out in the fall. Now, if I might try to use alcohol and erase it or something. But if it's just the variety and I use it anyway, I'll just save them and reuse them next year. The other thing I wanted to mention was tomato cages. We had a little bit of a conversation about that, but I was at a farm store like 10 years ago, and they had these super heavy-duty tomato cages, and they were probably like $9 or $10 at the time. I still have them, and I'm still using them, but they're like 5 rungs high, and they're really thick. They're not flimsy like the other kind. But what I do is I take a piece of conduit, and I have my husband cut it the size that I need. If it's a small item, I can pound that in the ground, and then I can tie my pepper, if it's like, let's say it starts to get top heavy or something, and I can tie it with, I use old shoelaces. And what I do is I double bow them, and then you can reuse them every year. And I just make sure when you tie your plants, don't tie them real tight. You got to give them room to move. Like, you don't want to choke them off like real tight. At least give them a half an inch to an inch and make a loop and knot it if you have to. But I use a double bow, and I save all my old shoelaces. Now, if I run out of them, then I use twine or something. But I can adjust it then. If the plant starts to grow and I need to move it, then I just untie the double bow and then I move the shoelace around. But I take the conduit and I put it in the ground, and if my tomato cage starts to get heavy, then I'll take a cable tie and I will cable tie the conduit to the tomato cage, and it gives it extra support. Sometimes I need two of them, one on each side. Because that way then I've had some tomato cages, I've had so much tomatoes on there, they just start leaning over. And you can use conduit over again too. I just have a bucket out in my pole barn, and I put all my stakes in there. You can use rebar if you have pieces of rebar. You can use, if it's something small, then, you know, any kind of a little dowel or a stake or something, if you have some of those around, you can use those for staking. I stake my peppers a lot once they start getting produce on them, because I've had the wind blow them over and crack them, or the dog gets into the garden sometimes and she'll pull them. But if I have them staked, then typically they don't break over and fall over and break off and everything. But the tomato cages, don't buy the flimsy ones. They're just not going to hold off. You're better off using some kind of post or something like that. Or like I said, I use conduit. That holds up pretty well. These two of that's pretty cheap. So,
Kathy, I assume when you say conduit, I assume you're talking about half-inch by 10 feet long electric metal conduit that's available if you go to Home Depot. I just checked the price, $2.99 each if you buy 10 of them. So for $30, you'll have 100 feet of half-inch conduit, and you cut that off to the length that you want with a hacksaw or a bandsaw or something, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I have some pieces that I want shorter ones for smaller plants. And I cut some off to maybe 18 inches, and then I have some that are 5-6 feet for the tomatoes, maybe 7 feet. I pound them.
Okay,
I wait till it rains real good, and then I pound them in. And if you don't want them to, like, get flattened on the top, sometimes, like some stakes I don't want, I'll take a block, and I'll put a block on the top, and then I'll take, like, a mallet or a hammer, because you will kind of, like, sometimes split some of the things open, or you can break like some of your stakes by doing that. Now you won't with like rebar or something like that. That's what I do.
You're talking about swedging.
I take cable ties, and that really, they're not going to go anywhere with the cable ties. And then I just cut those off at the end of the year. But then I reuse the conduit year after year.
Mm-hmm. So when you make these conduit stakes, do you put the end, let's say 2 inches of the end, into a vise and turn the vise and squeeze the end together so it's easier to pound into the ground, or you just leave it the way it comes when you cut it off with a hole in the end?
Well, your way is probably better than the way I'm doing, Ben, so I've never thought about it that way. I probably should do that. I pound them in the ground, but I think I may have changed my mind and do it the way you're doing. I wait till, like, I get a good rain. Like, you can get them started, and sometimes, like, let's say you get a real heavy thunderstorm, then go out after the storm and see how far down you can get your conduit until you really feel like it's sturdy. Or just water that area good if you need to get them in. But, you know, the tomato plants aren't going to be that big right now. But I kind of get everything set up and get those in there. The other thing I want to mention is if you have to transplant something, one of the things that the plants do is they go into what is called transplant shock. And let's say you're taking seedlings out, or you have a plant in an area and you need to dig it out and move it. It just can't stay there. The biggest thing that I can recommend is if you have to dig it out, try to get enough of the root ball and put it in a pot, and maybe have a saucer on the bottom so that it has a little bit of moisture there. Don't let it dry out, because once you move something, unless it's like March or something and it's cold, the plant can do much better at that time. But I'll either put it in the shade, I'll put it in a protected area. If it's super hot, I may put it in the garage or in the pole barn with the door open or something to just keep it out of the sun. But once you go to put it in your next spot that you're going to do, see if you can do it like at the end of the day. And then if it's hot, like we're going to get close to 90 degrees today. So if I had to transplant something, I would try to wait. But let's say I can't. It's just got to get in the ground or, and you know, you just got to have to do it. You water the area really well, and you water it once you put it in the ground. But, like, I save old screens and screening material, and I will maybe, like, loop the screen over the plant to protect it. Or you could even take, like, a milk crate because you got protection a little bit from the sun, or you could put the screening over it with a brick on the top. But I, like when I start some of my lettuce and things, when it first comes up, I'll take an old screen and I'll put like, if it can't be on the ground, I'll put a couple bricks on the end of the screen underneath and then put a brick on top on the ends, like where the frame is. And that protects it from that hot sun beating down on it. So a lot of people lose plants when they transplant them because you just can't take a plant, most plants, and move it in this kind of heat. And so I figured as long as we're trying to save our plants, then that's something that people don't think about. You could take an old sheet. One of the things I made the mistake last year, we had some 100-degree days, and my tomatoes lost all their blossoms. And I did a little research, and what I should have done was taken, like, white sheets and covered them from the sun in the heat of the day because it was just so hot that the leaves curled and the blossoms dried off, even though they were well watered. So that's a tip too. If it's really, really hot and you can somehow rig something up to block the sun off of it, or you have pieces of plywood you can prop up or something just to keep sun off of some plants that are really struggling. And you can tell because in the heat of the day, the leaves will curl. And some people think, oh, it needs water. And sometimes it does, but sometimes it's from the leaves, the plant's trying to protect itself from the heat, and they'll just literally curl in until the sun gets off of them, and then they'll open back up.
Yeah, and the immediate response when that happens, class, is add water, but not freezing cold water and not chlorinated water. You should have the water ready, and you can store that in those old soda bottles from when you used to drink soda. You might still have a few of those around. Very great advice from Kathy. We'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. Kathy, I have a semi-personal question to ask you. If you don't want to answer it, feel free to say, I'm not going to answer that. But here's the question. You've mentioned your husband a number of times, and my question for you is, are you and your husband of a similar mindset regarding home economics, preparation, what to buy, what not to buy, when to do things? Do you make decisions together? Is that who you are? Do you make decisions together? Do you talk about what you're going to do? Do you work together? If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to.
Yeah, we really are. We both grew up in the same type of economic situation where we didn't have much. My husband's a do-it-yourselfer. He was a mechanic. He can do just about everything. He used to be in the trades for building. He does plumbing. Very seldom do we ever call anybody out, maybe for the air conditioning for Freon, that type of thing now, because he doesn't have everything that he wants. But we do. We work together, and I've been trying to help him, and I'm trying to learn. I did help him with the air conditioning unit where we cleaned off. We took off the sides. I wanted to watch and see how he did that. So I'm trying to learn because that's not my forte, but we are. We think a lot, and he helps me when I have my little project. He made bluebird houses for me and things like that. So we are.
That's wonderful, nice. And that's the same. That's the same way it is here at our farm. I've said that I would not buy a quart of paint for the house without Mrs. Finelli's involvement in the decision. And if she said, I don't know if I like that color or not, we're not going to do it. And the reason is, it's half her money, it's half her life, it's not all mine, it's half hers, and I wouldn't dare. And force my thoughts on her. And when it comes to picking up that heavy board, she's got the other half. She's holding it up with me. When it comes to siding, she's holding up the siding. We're putting it on together. We're on the scaffold together. When we're spackling walls and painting, we're on the scaffold and ladders, you know, working together. That's the way it is. And I think it's wonderful that that you and your husband do things that same way, with that same mindset. And class, that's what it's going to take. Honestly, it's going to take that. It's actually, we're going backwards, and it's not all bad, this corona panic. It's not all bad. There is some good. The good is that the family's getting closer together. And with forced economics, where people have lost jobs and they're not coming back, the children might be moving in with the parents and the grandparents and living as a productive family unit, all working together. I love that aspect of it. I really do. I'm sorry we have to do it this way and for these reasons, but I really love the fact that families are getting closer together. Kathy, what else do you have for us today?
I agree, Vince, totally. And I want to say that if you are older or you have the knowledge, I gave pots to my daughter. I gave her garden seeds. My grandchildren are so excited because the seeds are starting to sprout. I want to instill this in them so that they will continue it when I'm gone or I can't do it. So I feel the same way. My daughter has, as she's in her 30s now, she's like, Mom, I just didn't realize how nice it was to have things like you did it when I was a child. So I am trying to teach, and I think we need to leave a legacy. We need to teach our children as much as they're willing to learn. So I agree with that.
Okay. And, you know, class, there's this stigma or this previous stigma about buying things used. And I don't have those concerns. I'm willing to let, gladly willing to let the previous owner take the lion's share of depreciation on whatever it is, like that $150 bread maker for $10. You know, less than 10% of the original cost. As a matter of fact, Kathy, you probably bought it for less than the tax that was paid on the original purchase.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So this, yeah. I got something I want to say before we end. And
Please do.
And this is something that I learned. I did go through a master gardening class, but I learned it more from trial and error, is location when you're planting. If you have a plant and it says full sun, don't put it in shade or full shade. You could get away with partial sun, but at least 6 hours of good shade or sun if it says full sun. If you have plants that say shade, don't put them in full sun. You're not going to be that successful. And if, let's say you're putting like shrubs in front of a house, I see this all the time. People will go to the store and they'll buy this shrub that's maybe 12 inches high and 12 inches wide. But on the tag, when it's full grown, it'll say 10 foot by 10 foot. Then it like takes over the front of the house and all you're doing is pruning it back. So just really be aware of the location and what the needs are for that plant.
Kathy, very well said. My mom in the 1970s used to drive a Fiat Spider convertible, two-seater convertible, and people would say to her, "How do you like that Italian car?" And she'd say, "You know, it's an Italian car, and it's like Italian people. It likes warm weather, and it didn't like the cold. So think about what the plants want and give it to them. They'll do a lot better." Well, Kathy, thanks so much. Can you come back?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Ben.
Great. Thank you, Kathy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.